A bomb explodes near a seminary in Nigeria. Orphans will be the focus of a special day, and gypsies have a spiritual hunger in Romania. These stories and others like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A bomb blast and gunfire shook an area around a seminary in northern Nigeria Sunday, leaving two dead. Sound like a familiar story? Well, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says it was a Sunni Muslim school that was attacked this time, not a Christian one. He explains what this might mean.
I think it goes to show the nature of Boko Haram, that they have a very narrow vision of what Islam is and what it should be, and they want all Nigerians to fall within that very narrow vision.
Ironically, the attack came the day before Nigeria's Independence Day.
They celebrate independence, but I think there's a real threat to their independence that is growing in northern Nigeria among Boko Haram.
What's more, Boko Haram demands are a moving target.
They talk about wanting an independent state that would be run according to their vision of what true Islam is, but their demands have changed over time as well.
Christians are hard-pressed. You can stand with them. Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. Next, police violently raided the home of an elderly couple in Turkmenistan during prayer meeting. Forum 18 News says police beat the hands of 68-year-old Clara Shermedov until they bled. Her 77-year-old husband was dragged out of the home by his shirt collar, while church members were threatened with arrest. A home was recently raided in the same city, and believers were heavily fined. Ask God to protect his flock throughout Central Asia. This is Mission Network News. The United Nations describes an orphan as a child who's missing either one or both of their parents. Well, Christians around the world will remember these kids on Sunday, November 4th, for Orphan Sunday. EFCA's Global Fingerprints is just one organization that wants you to help. They have all kinds of things that will help you motivate your church to do something. Show a DVD, collect money, or sponsor a child through Global Fingerprints. When you do, you'll assure these kids hear the gospel. Go to our website to help. We turn next to Haiti, where two great Discover Youth camps took place. And when we say youth, in this context, it's any single person up to age 35. Well, Greg Yoder, not me, but with Christian World Outreach, says the campers are both Christians and non-Christians.
These are people that the Christians in the churches know, may have witnessed to in the past, and are saying, come along, I want you to come and hear more and have a good time.
This year, there were over 400 people who attended the two camps and built new relationships.
Those two events this year, 76 people gave their lives to Christ. And we don't stop there. We don't just leave then. We try to plug them into a church. The pastors from our churches follow up with these people.
The next step is discipleship. CWO doesn't offer a program there because
we've left it up to the pastor and his leadership in the church. Kind of ties in with the leadership training we do in the beginning of the year.
And Vision Beyond Borders teams brought answers to spiritual needs in Romania. VBB's Marshall Grover sensed a hunger for the gospel.
They see their previous teachings to be dead or of no hope. So they seem to be very receptive once they get an understanding of the gospel.
Teams ministered to gypsies and built a home for the Haven of Hope Orphanage.
We work during the day and try to reach out to the rest of the community in the evenings.
Grover saw a passion for God's word among the gypsies.
They just love having their own Bibles. They're not just handed out, but it's to new believers. And that is such an important thing.
Pray that new believers grow in their understanding of Scripture. You can get involved in this ministry by contacting Vision Beyond Borders. Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.